Well, God has blessed us again with the dawning of another day. I'm Jeff May with the Oakland Church of Christ, and I'm thankful to have just a few moments here to study with you from the Word of God. We're looking this week at how Jesus taught that we must visit the sick. In Matthew 25, he says that judgment can hinge on it, especially for those who are our brethren. He simply says there, "I was sick, and you did not visit me." And he mentions that those who did not do that will be those who go away into everlasting punishment. So we see it's a very serious matter to care about others and always respond to their needs. We're talking now about some reasons why we may fail to do that. We want to talk today about the fact that it could mean that we're just lazy. It's going to take too much effort. And because of our laziness, we'll come up with nearly anything to justify not visiting. In Proverbs 26, there's an example of a lazy man who looks for any reason he can not to do what he knows he ought to be doing. Proverbs 26 and verse 13 says, "The slothful man says, 'There's a lion in the road. There's a fierce lion in the streets.' As a door turns on its hinges, so does the slothful man turn on his bed. The slothful man buries his hand in the bowl. It wearies him to bring it back to his mouth. The sluggard is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who can answer sensibly." Here's a man who really is coming up with excuses as to why he cannot get out and do what he ought to do. And yet we see that we must not be lazy. We must take the effort to care about others. Another reason why we sometimes may fail in this area is it could mean that we are poor stewards of the blessings that God has given us. The Bible teaches that everything that we have comes from God. And in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 28, we're even told the reason why we should work. Working is not about advancing on some ladder of some kind. It really is more simple than that. Ephesians 4 and verse 28 says, "Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give to him who is in need." And so God expects us to be people who are giving to the needs of others. In 1 Timothy 6, 17 through 19, it says, "Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Let them do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to give and willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life." And so we see there that we're given the right to enjoy everything God has given us, but he also wants us to do good and be rich in good works, to be ready to give and to be willing to share. We need to be good stewards of what God has given us. It also could mean that we're just too busy. What I would suggest to you is that this is the one that does us in about 99% of the time. But let me ask you, are we too busy to go to heaven? Again, this is a heaven issue, the need to visit the sick. We sometimes sing in our worship services the song, "Take Time to Be Holy." We all have the same amount of time. Someone sometimes says, "I just don't have time." No, we all have time. It's just a matter of what we do with it. And in Ephesians chapter 5, we're taught there to make the very most use of our time. We need to buy it back, redeem it. Ephesians 5, verse 15 and 16 says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, and not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." And so we need to make sure that we make the very best use of our time. Now, to our credit, I do recognize that our mobile society brings us into contact with masses of people. Therefore, we know of so many people who are sick. Sometimes there's more than we can possibly visit. But the question really is, do I visit the sick? Does God see me as a person who does visit? Does he see me as a person who cares? Does he see me as a person who's wanting to touch the lives of others? That's the question we all need to ask ourselves. We invite you to the worship services of the Oakland Church of Christ. We're located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, just off of Newcutt Road. We meet on Sunday mornings at 9:30. We have Bible classes for all ages. At 10:20, we have our regular worship service. And then we meet on Sunday afternoons at 5 o'clock for another worship service. On Wednesday nights at 7, we have Bible classes for all ages. We would certainly love for you to come and be with us any opportunity that you may have. A friendly welcome always awaits you at the Oakland Church of Christ. I'm Jeff May. My time's up. I thank you for yours.